Hello, I'm Trey Booth, and I'm here today to talk about treasuries and the long-term treasury bond. Now, this isn't a terribly interesting study or discussion. It's also one that doesn't come up too often because things don't typically change in long-term treasuries. But the reason this has become a topic and something I think worth exploring is that there's been a lot of talk of, with rates being so low, the U.S. Treasury issuing 50 or 100-year bonds. Now, on the face of it, this seems very positive, but it's actually kind of a catch-22 in that it's good when rates are this low to issue and lock in low debt. I mean, if you were looking to buy a home and you could get interest rates at 1%, wouldn't you want to lock that in for 50 plus years? It'd be great. Your payments would be less. You would know your payment for longer. The risk of rising rates, it doesn't really impact you. And there's been a lot of talk over the years that with rates being this low, if you look out 5-10 years, does the U.S. debt become unmanageable if interest rates were to rise? Right now, roughly half of the U.S. debt is under 3 years. So in 3 years from now, if interest rates are higher, can we afford to keep paying our debt? So it makes sense on the face of it to issue as long a dated bond as the market will buy because you can lock in these low rates. However, the other side of it is the negative potential impact on the economy. When the U.S. Treasury issues short-term bonds, those bonds mature quickly. So that money that was locked up in the debt is matured and goes back into the economy and can be spent. If you issue a long-term debt, someone in the economy is giving their money to the U.S. government for 50 years. So that money is effectively locked up until that 50-year term comes to fruition. And therefore, that money can't be spent on buying coffee, cars, investing in stocks. That buyer has given their money to the Treasury for that long period, and that potentially could slow down economic growth. So it's a very delicate balance of locking in low rates, which is good for the federal government, but also potentially bad by locking in money that the U.S. consumer could use to buy or invest or do other things that could grow the economy. So it's that balance that the Treasury has to decide which is more important, growth potential or a known risk of interest rates. So it's something that we're going to have to watch closely. It's not a clear answer. There's a lot of debate in economic circles, but something that when you're hearing, when you hear from the news sources, it's not as simple as it seems. I hope this was helpful and informative. I'd love to talk more about it with you. Please give us a call if you have any questions. Hope you have a great day.